keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Toby and Emma with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the annual Carnival of Flowers is set to take place in Toowoomba this weekend. But visitors have been warned to pack their umbrellas with thunderstorms forecast for the region. The Carnival is Australia's longest-running flower festival, first taking place in 1949. The festivals are now a month-long celebration of parkland entertainment, garden tours, live music, food, and wine festivals. It's a beloved tradition that is an economic driver for the local community, with the 2021 Carnival contributing $22 million into the local community. Visitors of the Carnival this weekend can expect possible severe storms on Saturday, but should see conditions ease on Sunday.
Graziers in West Queensland have welcomed the state government's new $4.5 million funding allocation for locust control. Swarms of the native pests have been reported since April across the West Queensland area. Muddaburra grazier Lisa McGoffin has stated that while she's glad for the funding, she wishes it had come earlier this year. McGoffin said, quote, "It's disappointing that they weren't more proactive at the start of the outbreak, but I think all in all it's positive." Queensland's Locust Commissioner Michelle Smith said the money was for the Department of Primary Industries to undertake nymph spraying rather than direct financial aid for producers. Miss Smith said, quote, "That's the most effective and most economically viable method of controlling and breaking the locust life cycle."
In national news, weekly pro-Palestinian rallies in Melbourne's CBD and other Gaza-Israel war-related activities have so far costed the Victorian Police an estimated $25 million. The report by Victoria's Parliamentary Budget Office covered the estimated costs related to Operation Park. Operation Park was established after the October 7 Hamas attack in 2023 to oversee operational activities related to the Israel-Gaza conflict, with a focus on protests and demonstrations. The report noted that almost 60% of the cost related to wages, which would have been incurred regardless of whether the protest was held. But the bill does not include indirect expenditure such as backfilling shifts at stations to cover officers deployed at the protests. The report was requested by Shadow Police Minister David Southwick.
No live exports are scheduled from Australia to the Middle East for the rest of 2025, fueling speculation that we could see an end to the live export trade sooner than the legislated ban in 2028. The Australian government has announced the phasing out of live sheep exports over a four-year period. With the annual three-month moratorium of live sheep exports ending over the weekend, there are currently no vessels in waiting to be shipped. It comes after, quote, "unprecedented circumstances in the market, seeing sheep prices soar, meanwhile sheep numbers in WA are shrinking." WA Live Exporters Association Chair John Cunnington said, quote, "The tight supply and high prices and everything that goes on in the live export space with regulations is making it extremely difficult at the moment. The decline in shipments and looming ban is seeing many farmers leaving the livestock industry in order to safeguard their supplies."
And in international news, Bali's flash and deadly floods last week have caused environmental groups and locals to turn their heads towards the country's tourism. The floods have taken the lives of 18 people and destroyed buildings across the island. Indonesia's environmental minister visited the tourist hotspot with fingers clearly pointed at the large development of Bali's drainage basin, sparked by tourism. Along with the heavy rain and land conversion around river basins was a key factor in the flooding, according to Bali's environment minister, Hanif Fasil Nurafik. Bali continues to attract record numbers of international visitors, but Bali's governor, Iwan Koster, has announced a move to ban all new commercial construction on agricultural land.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some warm sunshine, so expect a hot night tonight. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.